When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
This is the beginning of a new day. You have been given this day to use as you will. You can waste it or use it for good. What you do today is important because you are exchanging a day of your life for. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever. In its place is something that you have left behind. Let it be something good.
You know, where you're going, right? Where you're destined to go, it's not supposed to feel good all the time. It's not supposed to be easy. You know, so when you're going through seasons of discomfort, seasons of feeling overwhelmed, feeling pulled in a lot of different directions, understand that it's a part of you getting to the place that you want to be, you getting to the best version of yourself. It's all playing a role.
If you win enough days, you win the week. If you win enough weeks, you win the month. If you win enough months, you win the year. And if you win enough years, you win life. And it's that simple, all right? There's no magic outside of that.
There's a saying, this quote that I really believe in, that when the pain of the current reality becomes greater than the fear of change, that's when we change. So like when the pain becomes so intense that it's greater than the fear that you have of the unknown, then you'll go into the unknown.
Sometimes you need to feel the pain and sting of defeat to activate the real passion and purpose. You would rather find purpose than a job or a career. Purpose crosses disciplines. Purpose is an essential element of you.
Challenges come so we can grow and be prepared for things that we're not equipped to handle in the moment. When we face our challenges with faith, prepared to learn, willing to make changes, and if necessary to let go, we're demanding that our power be turned on.
If you're scared, good. Do it scared. When anyone is pursuing something new and it terrifies you, that just lets you know that it's valuable and potentially world-changing. If it doesn't scare you, it's not big enough. If people don't doubt you, it's not big enough. If you don't contemplate quitting, your vision is not big enough. Everyone goes through these things, but the ones that push through are the ones who succeed.
You know, there's something powerful that once you just sort of embrace the fact that in order to achieve something big, you've got to get rid of these distractions, you're probably going to have some suffering to get there or some sacrifice to get there. Suffering and sacrifice and hard work is an indication of progress towards our dreams. The lack of sacrifice, the lack of suffering in our lives, its removal, its non-existence also equates to a non-existence of a great life, a non-existence of a dream happening. When we're suffering and sacrificing, we wonder whether it's worth it. We wonder whether we're supposed to. We wonder whether sacrifice or setbacks or suffering is a sign it's not our real dream. And so just remember this, you're supposed to suffer and sacrifice.
Hear me, it's not what you're capable of, it's what you're willing to do. It's not what you're capable of, it's what you're willing to do. I know plenty of people that are capable. I know fewer people that are willing.
If I want to be good, I gotta wake up in the morning, and I gotta do the extra work, and I gotta show up when other guys aren't, and I've gotta learn, and I've gotta continue to be open to learning. But I had to take it to a new level that the other guys wouldn't. Whatever they ask me to do, that's what I'm gonna do to the best of my abilities. I'm gonna go out there and compete as hard as I can, and I'm gonna treat practice like a game. I'm gonna work hard in the weight room. I'm gonna work hard in the film room. I'm gonna work hard to be a good student.
We're all going to have to face the consequences of our decisions at some point in our life. You can scroll social media and play video games and pretend that reality doesn't exist. But the reality is, a moment is coming where you have to face your decisions. Were you the person that you wanted to be? Did you live the life that you wanted to live? With all the distractions in the world, it's real easy to pretend that moment isn't.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind. And it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Coming. But the truth is, it's coming and you don't know when. And that is why you have to live your life in such a way that if that moment arrived tomorrow, you would be happy with how you lived your life today.
People will not understand your obsession, your drive, and your determination. Success is a lonely journey. That's just a reality. And most people are not going to understand why you're so driven, why you're so obsessed. And if you try and make them understand, you're going to end up frustrated. The best advice I can tell you is, go on the journey by yourself.
Your attitude's your greatest characteristic. You don't control innate intelligence, your size, or your God-given talents. What you do control is your attitude. We can all have a positive attitude. It's a choice we make every day. It gives us the courage to never fear failure.
I think the definition of greatness is to inspire the people next to you. Yeah, I think that's what greatness is or should be. It's not something that lives and dies with one person. It's how can you inspire a person to then in turn inspire another person that then inspires another person. And that's how you create something that I think lasts forever.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.